Hello and welcome to Kyrie's podcast. We're going to talk about Kyrie and exactly what she's done. Kyrie is going to be 2 years old on November 11th. She's the cutest little thing. She's walking all over the place. She was in Baby Talk magazine. She was in the Utica Penny Saver with a great article all about what her mom does and what everybody else does. She's an amazing little girl. And did I mention? It doesn't really matter, but she does have Down syndrome. And this is a podcast to let everyone know that a Down syndrome baby is the most wonderful baby in the whole wide world. I'd like to begin this segment of the Down syndrome awareness podcast with the behind the scenes, not just another magazine shoot that was featured in Baby Talk magazine, September 2007's issue. This is by Nancy Brooks Smith, the art director. And she wrote, "I didn't have high hopes for the day. Cover shoots are always disaster prone and stressful. Plus it was Saturday and I hate working weekends. The forecast called for gray skies with a temperature of 90 degrees. And because we were shooting babies with Down syndrome, I expected fragile children, nervous parents. Boy, was I wrong. The weather turned out to be perfect, cool, and not too sunny. Yes, it can be too sunny for a shoot. Think, squinting babies. Both the parents and their kids were laid back and game for anything. Many of the babies had never been in a swing before, but every tot that could sit up gave it a try and grinned. One child who was recovering from heart surgery had, just weeks earlier, beamed up from the damp grass like a little Buddha. The families bonded like old classmates at a reunion. What hospitals were you in? What genetic markers did you have? Oh, you had that genetics, too? Wasn't she warm and fuzzy? I'm the mother of adopted children, so the banter had a familiar vibe. The trading of birth stories, laughing over strangers' ignorant comments, and voicing a fierce love for a special child. What bonded these families was not the hardship of having a special needs baby, but the joy each child had brought into their lives. As one mother aptly put it, she's not a Down syndrome baby. She's a baby with Down syndrome. She's a baby first. These parents did not feel sorry for themselves. One baby came sporting a "I'm down with it" t-shirt. On most cover shoots, we're lucky to get one great shot. This month, we had so many, we added a page to the magazine to show you the other winners. Enjoy. Now I'd like to read from the Utica Penny Saver that had a special issue October 4th, 2007. And it says the title, "Down Syndrome, No Limits for This Area Girl." And this was written by Lisa Knapp, a Penny Saver reporter. When Paula Euclid, who already had two sons, Paul and Kiefer, found out she was pregnant with a daughter, she couldn't help envisioning pretty pink dresses, ballet recitals, and photo shoots. When her daughter, Kyrie, was diagnosed with classic Down syndrome, Euclid was afraid all those dreams would never be realized. However, Kyrie, now 23 months, is proving to her parents, her family, her therapist, and her many friends that she can do what other toddlers do. At 18 months, Kyrie was part of a photo shoot for Baby Talk magazine featuring babies with Down syndrome. "To see their faces, that is my mission," said Paula Euclid. October is National Down Syndrome Month, and Paula Euclid's mission aligns nicely with the mission of that designation. Dana Kernsey, Director of Community Services at Upstate Cerebral Palsy, said National Down Syndrome Awareness Month is more about acceptance than prevention or treatment. "It is a disability, but the kids are just kids first," she said. "Children with Down syndrome are very loving children, are children who learn, and are very loving members of the community." The main event of National Down Syndrome Awareness Month is the Buddy Walk, which this year was Sunday, September 30th. Like other toddlers, Kyrie can walk, self-feed finger foods, and drink from a cup using a straw. She does a lot of jibber-jabbering, her mother said, but she does have quite a few words in her vocabulary, including stop, red, and no. Kyrie's parents have also taught her sign language, and she knows several signs, including drink, fish, love, and beautiful baby. Kyrie has 5 types of therapy: occupational therapy, to develop fine motor skills; physical therapy, which builds strength; speech therapy, which builds language skills; aqua therapy, and does work with a special education teacher who practices play skills with her. Lynn Roberts, Kyrie's occupational therapist, said each therapy reinforces what the others teach her. Kyrie's therapies began when she was only 2 months old and will continue as she grows older. Our job in early intervention is to work with the families, said Roberts. Kyrie's therapist and parents are optimistic because, though delayed, her speech, fine motor skills, and gross motor skills are developing at the same rate. Everything is moving consistently at the same rate, which makes things easier, Roberts said. Let's say she has the language, but physically she can't get there. She's going to be at odds with herself. Through UCP, Kyrie's parents are members of a support group. Members can talk about the latest therapies, surgeries, and treatments, and their child's development, successes, and failures. A primary purpose of the support group, said Kyrie's parents, is to provide hope. Kyrie's father, Jeremy, called the other parents in the groups friends and teachers. The children with Down syndrome are of all ages, allowing the parents to give each other not only support, but advice on what's coming up for younger children. Paula Yukina even has been asked to call a mother of an infant with Down syndrome. In a way, she said, it was like the passing of the torch. She was called by the mother of a child with Down syndrome, too. I think I gave her a lot of hope, Yukina said. It was not only beneficial for the parent, it was great for Paula to do as well, said her husband. Kyrie's mother was distraught. She learned of her daughter's diagnosis. Now when Kyrie climbs onto the couches or dances to music, her parents are able to imagine her bright future, one without any limitations due to her disability. I look at her as a typical child. I hope I don't sound naive, said Paula Yukina, adding, but you always have to be their advocate. Jeremy Yukina hopes his daughter's loving and wonderful nature will make Kyrie her own best advocate. Kyrie already has this innate ability to make people feel good, he said. People are going to want to be her friend and love her. She's going to be an advocate for herself. Guernsey said these are realistic goals. Today, when children are born with Down syndrome, there are so many support systems available for them that with the additional supports and therapies, children can keep up with their grade level, graduate from school, live a full and productive life. I hope you enjoyed this first podcast for Down syndrome awareness. And if you'd like to call us or email me, that would be most appropriate. We'd appreciate your stories about your Down syndrome relative, your baby, could be a brother, could be an aunt, an uncle. We'd love to get as many stories on here about what's going on out there in the Down syndrome world. And we'd appreciate it. You give us a comment, too. And we hope to do another one of these as soon as we get some information about Kyrie or some of the other Down syndrome kids in our area. We'd love to open it up to the entire world. So, until then, I'm down with it!